The market wants Saquon Barkley as the seventh back off the board. That price is a bet on a bounce back. Here's 10 years of running backs telling you which direction your eight backs actually bounce. The Muff 2026 preview, and it's a lean against the room. Last season, honestly, Barkley was a number 14 back in total points, number 15 per game, 14 and a half a game, 280 carries for 1140 at 4.1 a clip. And the efficiency tells the real story, plus 76 rushing yards over expected total, plus 0.3 per attempt, 31st of 49 qualified backs, barely better than what an average runner produces behind that elite Philadelphia line. The receiving game cratered, 37 catches for 273 on a 12% target share, and Jalen Hurts vultured 8 rushing scores at the goal line. The signature was a 52-yard touchdown at the Chargers in Week 14, his ceiling in a bottle, but the bottle only uncorked 5 or 6 times all year. The arc is the whole bear case. The 2024 Saquon, the 2,000-yard monster, is the season the pick 7 price is reaching back toward, but that was year 7 on fresh-ish legs and a historic offensive line. This is year 8 after a heavy usage season, and our aging rule is blunt. Career year 8 plus backs decline about a point a game, while years 1 and 2 gain almost half a point. The pick is paying for the bounce. The base rate says year 8 backs sink. What repeats and what doesn't? The volume's real, but volume on poor efficiency is a trap, and his efficiency was already league average-ish behind the best blocking in football, which is the warning sign, not the workload. The receiving collapse matters too. A pass-catching role is the stickiest insurance a back can have, and has evaporated. Strip the receiving and lean on the goal line, and you've got a touchdown-dependent runner entering his decline window. That's the profile our RB fade rule is built to flag.
Muffed!
The situation cuts both ways. Per the reports, Philadelphia fired its coordinator and hired Sean Mannion. Barkley calls the new system refreshing. It features more under-center and zone runs, and he's reportedly consulted Todd Gurley about a bounce back and is open to a role change. New scheme, motivated star, that's the bull whisper. The honest read, a scheme tweak doesn't reverse an aging curve, and open to a role change is not the phrase you want under a pick 7 price tag. The price, pick 14 and a half, RB7. Verdict, lean overpriced, lean rather than full call because the aging pattern is directional, not era split locked, and the Eagles line is genuinely the best counter argument in football. But the market is paying for the 2024 ceiling from a year 8 back whose efficiency already slipped. The counter fairly, if the new scheme revives the explosive runs and the receiving role rebounds, RB7 is fine. He's one of the 5 most talented backs alive. We just think you're paying retail for a sale that already ended. September watch. The receiving usage, if those 37 catches climb back towards 60, scratch this lean, and the yards over expected, which needs to climb off plus 0.3 to justify the cost, your whole roster every week. Next preview's cued.